When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you could tune in and listen to some K-pop talk with a lot of Haley's specialty.
BTS.
Of course, but we're going to throw in a little bit of SM in there instead of just HYBE.
Okay.
Ooh, right? Ooh. I'll actually get started with that. And actually, we will be talking about anime today, because I always say we won't, but today we will.
Okay.
And of course, one last thing, Genshin Impact, right?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you again for joining us, as always. Let's get into it. SM, it's almost New Year's.
Cannot believe that.
I know. First of all, we made it through 2021. We are somehow making it into 2022, where we will be greeted by SM Entertainment. Because SM is going to hold their, I guess this is the
New
second
Year's
year, right?
Party.
Is or it like, the second year
yeah,
they're doing it?
So second year.
Maybe it's their new annual thing, right?
Yeah, because of COVID, I think they started it.
So SM Town Live
mm-hmm.
is going to be their, it's kind of where they showcase all their
SM artists.
Artists, yeah. Which is pretty cool, because if you just listen to BTS or mm-hmm. if you listen to only particular, you know, groups, at least you could get a little appetizer sampler. I think that's what we said last time.
Yeah.
It's like a sampler platter from SM Entertainment, kind of showcasing
all their...
is the word. I need to look in like my I need to fix my vocabulary, because you're doing better than I am. But yes, they are going to showcase all their different artists, from like girl groups, solo artists, male groups,
mm-hmm.
including their newest supergroup, because their supergroup was Super M.
Super boy group, basically.
Their super, yeah, male group was Super M,
mm-hmm.
which, do you want to give us a brief
basically
explanation what that is?
What SM, like, referred to them as is, like, the Avengers of K-pop. Because
but
only of SM artists.
SM, correct, exactly.
So they, like, took the best, quote unquote,
or maybe like favorite, or fan favorites, or who knows,
of each male group, and they put it into one. So like, who is it? Taemin.
Taemin is the one
from
that
Shiny.
I can only...
Kai from EXO.
Oh, of course, because Kai is Kai. Kai is like, I see his name all the time,
yeah.
even though I don't listen to EXO that much, and all I know about EXO is Kai.
Yeah, and to be honest, I forgot who the other members are.
But yeah, so that's kind of like that. It's like they pick a few members from like all these, you know, popular groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so SM's new thing, their new present for for the K-pop community for this year is a girls' version, a female version supergroup. And they are called Girls on Top.
Oh, goodness. That's what she said.
But Girls on Top, so GOT, Game of Thrones, I don't know. So GOT.
GOT 7, I don't know.
Minus the 7. Yeah. But GOT, so Girls on Top is going to be, I think this is going to be their first debut, like, actually, like, publicly performing. Mm,
okay.
And, like, all, I can't even really remember who's,
I remember is BoA.
BoA, which is insane.
Yeah.
She's one of the OGs, right?
Yeah, she's K-pop. Been around for years and years.
So, if anything, she's probably, like, the leader or, like, you know, like, she's the...
Taemin?
She's, like, the Iron Man or, like, the Captain, is it the Iron Man or Captain America that's, I'll say she's, like, the Superman of the Justice League. Like, she's, like, the main one, right? And then, but the really cool part is that from, you know, we've been listening and talking about aespa a lot recently, too.
So they're like a newer group.
Our favorite biases are part of it.
Winter and Karina.
That's correct.
And then isn't it Red Velvet, Wendy?
Yes.
Right?
You're doing well. keep it going.
Wait, I don't remember who else is in it, though.
I only remember
those because I know them.
Well, yeah. Oh, not just Wendy. Seulgi.
Oh, no. Really? Is Taeyeon really in it from Girls' Generation? You didn't tell me that.
You probably didn't see it when I showed it to you. But there you go.
Taeyeon is my favorite from Girls' Generation.
And the last one
is Hyoyeon from Girls' Generation. Also
from Girls' Generation. So that's pretty insane. This is a super group.
Yeah, so they have like, I'm surprised like they have like Girls' Generation too. That's cool.
See, that's really like, this is like a blend of new and old school kind of thing. So that's cool. It's going to be interesting to see the type of music, because I feel like aespa's music is very, how can I say this, avant-garde.
It's very, very unique. Mix of everything, basically.
And then, you know, we know how Girls' Generation, we know how BoA, like how they sound like. And
even Red Velvet too.
But yeah, so we're gonna finally see the debut of Girls on Top. That's what she said.
Why did they call them that?
Because that's what she said. And of course, you know, that means since it's SM Town, we're gonna probably get to see what.
Just Taemin is not there,
but Shiny. I mean, maybe Shiny will still be there.
Yeah, Shiny. Taemin's in the military, if you guys were wondering why. I was like, oh, never mind. Well, he was there last year.
Right.
Yeah.
And NCT, right?
Oh, NCT. Yeah, NCT.
Super Junior. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Super Junior. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting.
EXO, maybe? Possibly? And
you know what? Maybe I should tell you guys. Everyone, it's going to be available on YouTube, TikTok, and across, like, all of SM Town's social media pages.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's free.
It's free 99. And the great thing is the stream is, it streams, like, the performances and everything is January 1st for Korea. So, Korea time, that's 1 p.m. That means over here in the States, here in the U.S., for us at least, the East Coast, it's going to be 8 p.m.
Oh.
The day before, so December 31st. That means for us,
that's it's early for us, no?
Huh?
What time is it for us? Like 6?
Oh, shoot. It's 8 p.m. for us.
Oh, okay.
I'm confusing myself. It's 8 p.m. for us here in the West Coast.
Yeah, Pacific Standard Time.
So, and then that means 3 hours ahead, 11 p.m.
Okay, I was going to say, East Coast. I was like, whoa, it's going to be early.
So ignore everything I just said earlier. 8 p.m. I obviously don't know how to do math. But so 11 p.m. Eastern, East Coast, West Coast, 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
1 p.m. Korean Standard Time.
January 1st.
January 1st. And ours is the day before. Because they live in the future.
Right.
Obviously.
I remember last year we watched the concert and that was our New Year's.
Yeah, that was our New Year's. We were just at home watching.
We ate Hot Pot and freaking watched.
During the days of our first podcast, Anna Munchies podcast. Yeah. We kind of talked about it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
And I guess get ready for this. We'll be watching it with all of you because... it's actually a really good performance. Plus, it's free. I mean, you don't get to see free
most K-pop concerts online anymore
from them. From K-pop. Pay. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think like SM, their one like is free.
Yeah. Free 99. Yeah. Because I mean, like the concerts online, you definitely have to pay. I mean, look at the BTS one and even Twice, right? What didn't Twice stream theirs?
Twice. And then Blackpink.
Of course. Oh, you know what? Speaking about Twice, they just had their concert too.
Oh, right.
In person in Korea.
Over in Korea on Christmas Day
and the day after Christmas. But the day one was really cool because Not only did they finally get to perform in front of a live audience, right? Mm-hmm. It's a little different. Korea, everyone's really quiet.
The right, because we were watching, like, yeah, we were watching some fan cams, and I was like, right. It's so quiet. Like, because
everyone's sitting down too. Yeah. And here in the States, everyone will be standing and like so flailing loud and freaking screaming their heads off because they're excited. We're going to have to do that too.
But then I think because like in Korea, I think it's usually like that. But then right now, because of the pandemic, I think for concerts over there, they require their audience to just sit down, not make any sound. They can only wave their lightstick in the air.
They're just waving the lightsticks.
But it's not even that high.
You actually hear all the people, you hear twice the actually talking and performing.
Yeah, you don't hear any background noise
all at the all. Videos that we recorded at the BTS concert here, all I can hear is people screaming,
fan chants, yeah.
Singing along.
Right.
You could hear me singing an accident sometimes. I had to stop myself.
But yeah, for the concert there, it's like freaking crickets, basically. But they require them to do that, which is kind of sad,
it's not
sad,
a bad thing,
though.
But it's like, in a way, it's interesting.
I think you kind of see
the difference in, like, you know, society and, you know, how people react in different countries.
Yeah,
and
here in America, they're like, you guys can do whatever you want, just as long as you wear a mask, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or have your vaccination
card.
Exactly,
yeah.
Well, at least for here in California, LA, right? Yeah. But the other cool part, aside from them finally performing songs, they did a lot of songs, by the way, from their newest album, Formula of Love.
Yes.
And it was really cool seeing a lot of these fan cams. And like, I told myself I wouldn't watch it, but then Haley brought up a good point that because we saw like they did like they were dressed up in Christmas stuff and doing some Christmas stuff, too, because obviously it's on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, they're not going to do Christmas songs.
I doubt they'll be wearing snowman outfits in February.
Yeah.
And those snowman outfits look so, I felt so bad for them. It's so bulky.
Basically, if you
they
push them
so
over, uncomfortable. They're going to freaking fall.
I think Jiho fell too. Like,
yeah, she tripped.
It was, oh, God. It was so, my heart. But what was cool, though, was day one, a lot of other artists outside of JYP actually came to watch and support them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool to see that they have like a community in terms of like, you know, everyone supports each other.
Of course.
Like how we've seen pictures of, you know, John Somi, because I mean, she was in that original group trying out for Twice, right? But like, they're all still good friends. You see Nayeon always like hang out with Jennie back in the day during the awards shows and stuff like that. So for this one, so Minnie from G-Idle actually spent her Christmas with one of our queens.
Lisa.
Queen LaLisa herself. And so both of them spent Christmas together. I saw like some Instagram posts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they also both went to the concert. Like they showed pictures of themselves holding like the ticket stub.
Aww.
So it was really cool. So they watched Twice on Christmas Day along with, you know, I'm sure ITZY was there because ITZY's what? JYP also, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And JYP, the man himself, right?
Of course. He's like, I have nothing else to do on Christmas. So I'm going to go watch their concert.
He better show up to the first concert for his own group, right? So it was pretty cool because I'm sure there's a lot of other artists that probably were there. I just don't have it down on my notes in front of me. But I like that the fact that Lisa was there. Makes me happy and I'm excited hopeful that they'll be performing in front of us next year.
Hopefully.
As Blackpink, not just like solo artists.
Yeah.
Because we know how that's going right now. I feel like everyone in Blackpink is just doing their own thing.
You know, with Blackpink, if they do have a concert, though, because, you know, a lot of them have done their own solo songs, at least they can do solo songs.
Exactly. That's true. Instead of, like, doing a lot of, you know, different covers.
They do covers. Yeah.
The covers are good, though.
Yeah.
It's always fun to see the different
covers.
But
now, like, they have their own. So, like, Rosie, LaLisa, and then, of course, Jennie.
And then Jisoo. Actress Jisoo will be acting for us. And hopefully she'll probably do a cover.
Yeah.
But I like her covers too. So I'm super excited. That's why I got that membership.
Hopefully.
Blackpink membership for life.
They do a concert next year.
Early bird special, I might have to add. Flex.
What do you get from early bird?
I get some
photo cards?
Photo cards.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
Unfortunately, I had to pay for shipping, but I will not talk about that part.
It's always like that, though. Even for mine from In the Soup.
I know, always.
It was like, oh, the photo cards are free, but you have to pay for shipping, which is like $20.
So,
oh, well.
Yeah, if you're from Asia or you're from Korea.
It's like $3.
Yeah, I guess it is free for you, but for us, anywhere else outside of Asia, it's like $20 to $30 for shipping. So that was cool. I'm excited for Twice, too, because we'll be seeing them in a couple months. Crazy, huh?
Yes.
With our floor VIP seats.
Yes.
I'm excited because since we actually got the VIP seats from your own account, that we'll actually get the perks. that usually, like, you know, resellers do not, you can't get it from resale, right? So that's going to be super fun. I think that does it about Twice and SM. So what about, we talk about your favorite specialty, your boys.
Yes, but first, happy birthday, V.
Oh, yeah, as of this recording, this right now, it's V's birthday. So yes, happy birthday.
December 30th.
Happy birthday to the Instagram trouble child. luckily, there isn't anything troublesome in Instagram for him recently.
No.
Except there's... Well, no, there really wasn't. But there's some happy stuff that he posted, right?
Oh, yeah.
What did you tell me earlier today?
Oh, because I was saying that, like, he reposted pictures and videos of himself visiting, like, these fan-made, like, what do you call it? Like...
Shrines.
Like exhibits that the fans made for him. So there was one that was like a blow up, like chibi version of him with like ears, because you know he's known as like Winter Bear.
Where is it? Is it in front of Seoul? No, it's like random places. So he just went around town looking for stuff. Interesting.
Yeah, there was like this pop-up thing, like I don't know if it was like in a store or something, but then they had like all his solo songs
and he stopped by.
Yeah, and that's really cool. Yeah, but the exhibits that fans make, it looks like freaking like really good, like ones that you would see like you know, in those pop-up for Instagram museums and stuff like that.
Super high quality, because I mean, these fans, all of us fans, like the army,
they're like, they go all out. Yeah, how the heck did they make that huge blow-up? Because
they're super passionate. They don't mind spending the money or spending the time to make these wonderful and cool creations, actually.
Yeah, and of course there were like billboards and like stuff on like the subways and then like on trucks. And
did any of the fans like see him?
I don't know. But then like the person that that did the blow up doll and like that little pop up store for him, she reposted it and was like, oh my god, thank you Tay for like visiting. Isn't that cool though?
That's super cool. Like, can you imagine?
Took pictures and videos there, and then they weren't there.
Well, at least he took the time to actually go around, so that's something really cool, and something
he seemed really happy,
something
too
fun to actually see, instead of him effing up like on Instagram following Jenny and you know, posting thirst traps for Namjoon.
Speaking of like his birthday, so of course like the members, I don't know if they're trolling him or not, but then they all posted on Twitter, I think it was Jimin first, and he was like, he started off, my love, and then happy birthday bro, and then like he posted like some troll picture of Taehyun, and then after that it was so Namjoon, he's like the same thing, my love, happy birthday bro, and then like some stupid picture of
they're so dumb.
And then Hovi did the same thing, but his pictures that he posted were like nice ones.
Yeah, they're just they're basically all trolls.
Yeah,
we're just they have with millions of followers.
But I thought that was cute, because it's like, you're like, oh my love, and then happy birthday bro.
I like how when you read it, you read it with this deep voice.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, so I don't know what, I don't know if he's gonna do like a V Live or not.
Well, that's that's true, huh?
Because they usually come on.
Yeah, well, everyone's, make sure you set your notifications.
Right.
You know, you have no idea. This man is unpredictable. He will be topless, cooking more ramen, and hosting a V-Live.
Imagine if he, like, accidentally does one on Instagram Live.
I wouldn't be surprised that none of them have used that yet,
they
right?
haven't.
We never know. I think, but then they probably, you know, maybe V-Live kind of has a...
Yeah. They're not comfortable.
They're more
probably.
Familiar with it. As you see, Jimin always posts more so in Weverse and V-Live.
I think speaking of Jimin, didn't we like say last week, I was like, oh, he said that he was going to post. And he did.
Oh, yes. He finally did. I do not know, but you can talk about it.
But basically, he did like 3 or 4 posts after that. So he kept to his word and has been posting his pictures.
Thankfully.
On Instagram.
He's been blessing Haley with Instagram posts.
Right, with Snoopy.
Oh, gosh. Snoopy.
Remember?
I love Snoopy.
Oh, my gosh.
Rush Hour 2 reference. Yeah. If you don't know, now you know. But also, I mean, I don't think we talked about it because it was after the podcast when we recorded. But 3 of the members also came down with COVID.
I know. Poor
December
things.
23 was Yoongi. So Suga had like symptoms, a little bit like flu-like symptoms. Yeah. RM and Jin ended up having... getting COVID also, right?
Right, yeah.
On Christmas Day was when it was when reported. They were announced. But RM had, like, no symptoms. Jin had symptoms.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because, you know, RM came back from the States.
He quarantined already.
But
he was in quarantine.
He was in quarantine, yeah, right.
The whole time.
And he only got positive after he was about to get out of quarantine.
Yeah.
And then Jin was one of the first of them back, too, right. With, like, who was it? Jimin and Jungkook?
Yeah, so he was already out.
Yeah, so,
like, he tested negative when he got out. They didn't get it
from the States. It's like, you know, it's just everywhere. It's just something we have to live with. And I think they're the Omicron variants, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because,
not the,
like,
Megatron.
No.
The Omicron Prime. Yeah,
Jin, because, like, he was already, he did his... How many days? Was it 10 days, 14 days quarantine when he came
back?
Well,
after. He's so, like, a while back.
He testing negative when he got out. And then, like, he got it somewhere over there.
The good thing is, well, I guess, you know, this is, like, the other side. Like, the silver lining is, like, kind of that the Omicron variant seems to not be as lethal.
No.
Like, it's more like an actual flu. You just get mild symptoms or you're asymptomatic. But
yeah, but what people were also saying is that as long as you have your vaccination,
it helps a little.
I think
of course, it's
going to
help fight off.
Like,
yeah, of course. Because you have some, like, you have something in you that helps kind of, like, fend it off and fight it off and kind of has adapted a little bit to help fight it off. So,
and then for, like,
there's always benefits for that.
Because, like, the fans, of course, we're worried about that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Everybody.
Because it sucks, like, hearing, like, one of your idols, like, get positive for COVID. You're like, oh my gosh.
But
then
you telling me there's updates. Yeah,
yeah. So Yoongi, so I guess because, like, he knew that the fans would be worried, so he posted on Weverse, like, a message saying, like, oh, don't worry, I'm really okay. And then, like, after that, Namjoon, like, posted on the same thing and was like, me too, like, I'm okay as well. But then we didn't hear anything from Jin
is too busy playing his video games to update us.
Yeah.
Or he's busy cooking and trying to make IG worthy posts of his food, right?
I really hope he's okay, because sure, I don't think we've heard from him. Oh, like, I haven't seen him post anything either.
I think he'll make it through.
Mm-hmm.
He'll end up being the same old Jin that we'll be seeing. The next thing we'll probably see him post is more food.
Yeah.
If anything, that's probably what we'll see.
The thing that I felt bad about was, like, Namjoon, because, like, he was getting out of his 2 weeks quarantine and, like, it's gone Christmas, so he could go home and spend time with his family. But then when he did the test, it was positive.
Oh,
so he had
Can
to go freaking go back in for another 2 weeks.
Well,
like,
he had his fun in Texas. He was, like, all over Texas, like, checking out all that stuff.
Yeah.
So let's just hope for the best. It sounds like they're all recovering. I mean, we don't know about Jin, but
yeah.
Fingers crossed. And I think he'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But and speaking about Yoongi, something really interesting came out today. Like, I saw an article about it.
Yeah.
And then I told you this article. And it's funny because after that, I saw an Instagram post by the person that we were talking about. And that person is one of my favorite basketball players. Haley knows this because I have his jersey.
You're a
jersey.
Wizard. What is it?
Oh my! You're a Lillard, Harry.
You're a
Lillard. I have a
Lillard,
fantasy
Harry.
Basketball team, and my reference is because I have Damian
Lillard,
who from the Portland Trail Blazers. He's, like, the star point guard, and I kind of referenced Harry Potter.
Yeah, you're a wizard, Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry.
But then he's like, you're
Except
a Lillard.
I put Lillard instead of wizard. And that is the name of my fantasy basketball
team.
So yes. I like Damian Lillard. I have his jersey in shirt form.
Mm-hmm.
So I call that a jersey. And yes, so he left a thank you or, like, shout out message.
Yeah. Was it a video?
To Suga. Yeah, it was a video. And that's what he actually posted, like, earlier today, like 6-7 hours from when we're recording this.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of random. But
like, all of a sudden.
Because I guess, like, he left him a special, like, video message because Suga loves basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. Like, when he was here, he's always watching. He's always out to
all
the different games here in LA. And I guess in 2020, he had, like, an interview. And his favorite team, he said, is the Portland Trail Blazers.
Right.
He
said, like, the underdogs.
The underdogs. Because,
yeah.
I mean, the Blazers are good. They always make it to the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
But then the problem is, it's like, they don't win.
Yeah.
They don't go all the way. But Damian Lillard is one of my favorite, like, along with Chris Paul. Haley knows
mm-hmm.
I'm a big Chris Paul fan. So it was really cool. So he said, what's up, Suga? It's Dame Lillard. I had a chance to see your article. Somebody sent it to me. I appreciate your words. I don't take it lightly to be someone's favorite player.
Mm.
But when they are a fan of our team and something that I care about so much, you know that means something to me. So I appreciate your words. I appreciate you being a fan of mine and showing me love.
Aww.
And Damian Lillard's
so,
like,
cute.
He's one of the most, like, honest and, like, straightforward and really cool dudes in the NBA.
Uh-huh.
He always posts, like, videos, and he did, like, Instagram Live with his, like, son.
Uh-huh.
Like, and he's just, like, you know, he's really,
like,
good.
Pure,
he's also, like, a rapper,
wholesome.
Too. He's a wholesome, but he also raps.
Mm.
And, you know, he's on Spotify, if you look him up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dame Dala. So
maybe he should do a collab.
Yeah, oh, dude, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, I call think I sugar. Saw people on the post like collab.
Yeah, they should. Like, Dame Dala and Sugar. So that or August D and Dame Dala. That means I'm down for that. I would listen to that. So that was really cool. I mean, hopefully everyone starts, you know, gets better. Hopefully the other members are, you know, don't catch it, or if they do, hopefully everyone's just, you know, healthy and well.
Right.
And obviously they have support from us, from fellow ARMY around the world, and apparently Damian Lillard. So that was super cool. Mm-hmm. And with that, I just want to tell everyone that if you're enjoying our podcast, please give us a follow, a subscribe, hit that notification bell, or do whatever you can to show us some love and support, because it really helps. It helps us out a lot. It makes us want to do this more and continue doing this because we're enjoying it, but we just want to make sure everyone else is enjoying it too. And if you can, even just like leave us a review, that would be awesome. I don't even know if we have any reviews, but I'm just saying it.
Oh, is there reviews on Spotify?
No. Well, I always hear other podcasters say the same thing. So like, I'm almost like reiterating the same thing. But it really helps, and it's like, kind of nice to see the engagement between our listeners, because our, like, ever since we switched from Anna Munchie's podcast to now Permission to Stand podcast, within like the last month or two, my goodness, like a lot of you, we have so many listeners. Like, it's really insane. You. So, yes, thank you. Hope everyone is having a nice and safe, happy holidays, right? But yeah, I just want to throw this in there in between, because now we will transition to Genshin Impact and anime. Haley, which one would you like to talk about first?
Anime.
Anime. Okay, so anime.
Because I know guess what it's about.
It's Mashoku Tensei.
Oh, it's always Mashoku Tensei. What about like Komi? We finished that.
Oh, I know. I'll get into that. Oh. But I was going to say Mashoku Tensei is just amazing. If you haven't watched it, it was actually even voted the best, like by a landslide, like the best fall 2021 anime to this, like for this season. It was so good because it just ended season one finally. And oh man, then season two is going to be amazing because I read the manga.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh my, like obviously they're really showing little clips of it. If you watch the whole thing, they just do such a good job with blending in the story and making it, you know, really interesting. And I like how they kind of, you know, for the last episode of this season, they kind of showed every character, like what they're up to right now and what's going on. And oh man, I feel bad for Rudeus.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. But man, you're going to see in the next season, he's going to have something, he's going to be dealing with something very, very tough.
Oh no.
Mentally and physically and emotionally. But yeah, so it's going to be super good. I don't know exactly if it's going to be following like in a season or two, like or for anime season wise, but hopefully it will be coming soon. We just know it's going to be coming.
Mm-hmm.
And what Haley said earlier, what did we finish?
Komi can't communicate.
What did you think?
I liked it a lot.
It's like one of my favorite. It's like, I think up there, like top five slice of life comedy, like type of things. And of course, I think there's a little bit of romance, right?
You would say? There is, yeah.
So Komi's been super cool because, I mean, oh man, I like it when she gets the cat ears, even like all the, just like the interactions. It's like a little bit of gag anime too because of like how people react to her.
In different
ways, and oh god, it's so good.
They treat her like she's a god, basically.
Yeah, that last episode, literally, they treated her like a god.
They had her throne for her.
And it's so funny because she like barely talks. And it's at the end of the episode, she was just mumbling, right? After you watch the credits, they had like a little small surprise sequence.
What did she say? Yoroshiku onegaishimasu or something?
Yes.
Something like
because
that?
Because in April of next year, 2022, they're going to have Second season.
Yeah, they confirmed it.
Oh, I'm so excited because it's so good. People,
the thing with
you gotta watch this. It's
anime,
so like
it's so short. It's like it only feels 12 episodes. So short.
But isn't it? It's really like a fun, heartwarming kind of series. So if you haven't watched this type of genre, do you think is it a little shoujo or not really? Maybe like very mild. If it's like, but it's definitely slice of life, like a little bit of gag and, you know, a little romance.
What is considered it's in high school shoujo, life too. Though? Because, like, isn't Kimi ni Todoki shoujo? But then Kimi it's kind of similar.
Right, in
but
a way.
But then it's kind of more, like, Komi is more comedy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, but if you haven't watched something like this before, please check it out. It's on Netflix, for goodness sake. Mm-hmm. So, you have access to it everywhere. Obviously, there's always pirated sites for anime, but right. It's also on Netflix. So, that's a lot of people have Netflix these days, or you're using someone's account, so definitely you have access to it. But it's been great. I really enjoyed Comey so much, like way more than I expected. Remember, I was hyped for this.
Yeah, before it came good. Out. And then it lived up to its hype.
It was even more because I didn't realize how much more gag and like funny it was going to be. It was so good. Even like the trap himself or herself.
Najimi?
Itself. Yeah, Najimi. We don't even know.
I think Najimi is a boy.
I think Najimi is a girl.
No, he was a boy. Now he wants to be referenced as a girl, so he kind of like changed over, saying like, "I'm a girl now." So like now he's known as she.
Because in the translation to, like, says she, so I'm gonna just call Najimi. Yes, I'm just gonna keep it like that. Najimi could do whatever Najimi wants.
Yeah, okay.
But Najimi is so funny too. Yeah. I like the dynamic after like even the last episode, like how like the way. Najimi thinks I was like a business, like tyrant.
It
was so funny where they got in trouble. Like the way that, like, bathing in the money and stuff. Like how, I mean, damn, Najimi knows how to make money, but in pretty shady ways.
It
was pretty, Oh, man. So you got to check it out. If you haven't checked it out, Kokomi can't communicate. Not Kokomi. Not to be confused with Kokomi from Genshin Impact.
Right. But then her voice is Paimon.
There you go. That's
but
true.
But she barely
you
talks.
You barely hear Comey talk. She doesn't when you talk. Do, she does not sound like Paimon.
No, because it's very quiet.
And Paimon, if you don't know, is one of the main characters from Genshin Impact. Oh my god, you hear Paimon talking nonstop.
Yeah, because she's basically talking for you,
the
traveler.
She narrates the whole thing. Yeah, basically.
Which is so stupid because the travelers do have voices. Like, why can't we freaking talk?
I remember when I first
heard it. I don't understand
it. I was like, wait, they talk? I was like, what?
It's so dumb. I don't understand why we don't talk more.
I don't understand it either. But maybe that's just part of it. But either way, Paimon's voice actresses are getting paid. Mola.
Yes.
They're getting a lot of money.
Yeah.
Send them to Lisa. But, I also checked out finally, because I think this came out like maybe a week ago or maybe even more. I checked out the Bleach trailer.
Oh, right.
I'm so excited because it's, I believe it's the last arc that was never like really finished originally.
Were they planning to?
I don't know.
Because I feel like everyone was surprised.
It was a surprise. Yeah. I don't think it was fully planned, but I think after I saw the trailer, it's just amazing. Seeing how far we've come from, like,
for animation
the first
standpoint.
Bleach season kind of thing. Because you saw, like, when we were watching it, it's, like, not even widescreen.
No.
It's still, like, full screen mode. It's, like, One Piece. Like,
I know.
But obviously not the animation One Piece. Oh, man, that's a different story. In
season I don't know
one.
How I got through that.
That's rough to get through, especially if you see, like, how animated.
That's how everyone always talks about, like, with One Piece. They're like, it's really good, but you have to, like.
You just gotta tough it out.
Give hope to the first season because of the animation.
Especially, like, if you're watching anime currently now, it's like, if you've seen Jujutsu Kaisen, like, MAPPA.
Yeah.
How MAPPA looks. Oh, my gosh. It's like.
Yeah,
it's hard
we're
to compare.
Spoiled now. But then, you know, One Piece has a good story. So.
Right. And then, you know what? The Bleach trailer looked good. Because it was, obviously, it has up-to-date animation now. Like, the type of anime that we see these days. So, it's insane. Oh, we also finished Demon Slayer the season, right?
Wait, did we? No. Not done
it's
yet.
Not done.
But we caught up. Yeah.
I'm so excited because this arc is so good.
Yeah, the red light. We've only gotten
quote-unquote entertainment, but it's definitely the red light
district
arc.
But then it's only like three episodes right now.
It's so
but
good.
But then there's
it's
gonna
so
be more.
We watched the funny part that as a reader, I was anticipating
I already
seeing
knew
them
about
dressed
it.
As girls. It was so funny.
Because I've seen, like, my friend cosplayed a long time ago, but then I obviously didn't know. I was like, what the fuck? Why is Tanjiro dressed up as a girl?
And what about the ugliest of them all?
Oh, freaking Zenitsu, poor thing.
Like, why is she so ugly, if you haven't seen it yet?
And then I even said, like, with Inosuke, I was like, he doesn't even need makeup because his face is so beautiful already. And then they were right. They took it off.
The lady took it off. And then it was like, oh my god, she's a keeper. She's beautiful.
Yeah,
I knew she was gonna...
Inosuke has such a pretty face.
But yeah, so it's been super fun. And we're just scratching the surface. Because that
it's
was
not
the fun
done
part.
Yet.
But the serious and the fighting parts, oh man, they're so cool.
Right.
So we'll see them fight some more upper demons now.
Yeah, it took us so long to get to it because of the freaking... They started the season with Mugen Train in like fucking
literally,
six episodes.
It was like four or five
episodes
cut in pieces of the Mugen Train movie.
I
didn't
like,
know that's
on.
What they were gonna do, but
yeah, I only knew about it because Jay told me. She's like, well, the first like six
Except episodes, for the first episode the first is like a it's not part of the movie. It was prequel to the movie.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
And she's like, it won't be after the red light district until like December 10. I was like, what?
I was like, literally, it was cut from the movie because the graphics and animation was
the same
as the movie. Which was cool though, because if you didn't somehow not catch the movie,
right?
The animation is really good. Like, even when they're fighting the train, like when they're getting out of it.
Yeah, I think it's cooler to see it as a whole movie,
of course, instead of like seeing it cut and everything. But yeah, so that was really cool seeing the red light district, and we're finally here.
Yes, finally.
Even One Piece, I'm behind in the manga by a few months. Haley's behind by maybe a year. Oh my gosh. But I've been seeing a lot of people post about it because I follow some Facebook groups and like obviously some IG accounts. And it's just so exciting. There's still that same character I want to talk to you about.
Damn it. But I need to catch up because like, shoot, I need to just binge
it. Have you seen her? The new character? Oh gosh. I don't see
any spoilers because I like, for some reason, I just don't see them.
There's like, and she really has a figure. I'm thinking about getting her as a figure because I really like her. But
you have the one with the purple hair?
I
don't know.
Yeah, you just need to catch up right as soon as we're done recording. That you have to watch episode.
60 episodes left because they're like in 1005 now or something.
Yes, and we talked about their 1000th episode. Yeah, like a few. Which podcasts
we watched
ago.
The
opening is so cool. They redid the opening. We
didn't.
It was really cool. They like it's just updated graphics and animation.
They're wearing the first opening of Wano One Piece outfits, right?
It was so cool.
It was so good.
It was really cool. I mean, they included Jinbei too because he's officially part of the group. Right. So it was super cool to finally see that too. And I mean, wow, we talked about anime. I remember I'm always like, oh, we're a cherry on top of anime.
Yeah, because sometimes we don't get around to watching. Time or like,
there's just so much other stuff going on. But we're starting, because we're currently watching non-anime stuff like The Witcher.
Right.
Which is also really good.
Yes, oh my God.
So if you haven't checked that out, even we finally caught up on The Mandalorian not too long ago too. Mm. That last season was so good too. So
are they coming out with a new one? They are, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And back to anime. There's so much. The season is coming to a close. Mm-hmm. So
you know what I'm looking forward is Chainsaw Man.
Finally, I want to see this so bad. I didn't spoil myself. I don't know what it's about either. Mm-hmm. It's just MAPPA.
Yeah.
MAPPA's MAPPA. I'm looking forward to Jujutsu Kaisen coming back soon too. Oh, also Jujutsu Kaisen Zero came out in Japan, like the movie
on Christmas
in theaters,
and
I heard it was one of the biggest like opening, like for an anime movie.
My friend went, and he said it was so good, like 11 out of 10.
It's only in Japan. Our Haley's friend lives in Japan currently, and they even have like all these cool
merch. Yeah,
they have merch for the movie.
Yeah,
it was not fair at all. Like seeing all these like posts and everything, it was just it hurt. Well, like seeing all these videos.
I know. I wish we lived in Japan.
So, because we were talking with my cousin's husband, and he thought, just like me, we thought
everyone did.
The movie was coming out globally at the same time. Then when you try looking for tickets, you only find out that it's only in Japan. So,
I talked to Jay recently too, and I asked her, because you know how she's always like, she knows, and she's like, if I hear anything about it, I'll let you know.
Shout out to Jay in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
So I think we follow the way that they did Demon Slayer, Mugen Train,
6 months.
It's like half a year, yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably come out in summer. Watch.
That'd be cool, though. But we're not going to have, because here in the U.S., all our tickets are just scanned through our phones. We don't have cool ticket stubs.
Right.
We have zero merch.
Yeah, because the one in Japan had like this cool like manga pamphlet thing.
And then you could buy merch after. Like they had actually merch for the movie, like all kinds of different things. Shirts, fans.
They even had like cutouts that you could take pictures
with. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. They were giving, they even have like different food, like this like gummy bear jelly finger of Sukuna? Of Sukuna's finger.
What? I didn't see that.
But it looks like a purple Vienna sausage.
Wait, I didn't see that.
I saw it randomly. It literally looked like a purple Vienna sausage. It looks nothing like.
Do you remember that one that they sold in the freaking like Famima?
Yeah, that looked.
That one looked like a chode.
That looked better than this. I'm telling you, it looks like a purple Vienna sausage in gummy form.
Oh,
but
boy.
Yeah, so I mean, they promote and they have so much more fun stuff in Japan. Mm-hmm, obviously,
of course.
One day when we can travel again to Korea or Japan, I want to watch a movie in the theater because they have cool tickets. If you never checked it out, Google it and look it up right now. Like the ticket stubs for Frozen.
Yeah, sometimes they're like holographic.
Look at Frozen 2's ticket stubs.
Exactly.
It's like nice hologram. I would collect and I would be displaying all our ticket stubs.
Like, yeah, we don't get anything cool anymore. I feel like we don't even get tickets for like concerts anymore.
Nothing. It's all like scanned and online bullshit. It's
do you
like
remember in my Apple before wallet. We used to like collect the ticket
yeah,
stubs?
I still have
movies.
A few,
I have them online
but it's like old. It's not even like
it's
cute. Not,
it's
ones.
Ugly shit.
It's like
yeah,
it looks like trash basically. Like we
like
pulled
a
out stuff. Like it looks yeah. like a receipt. It looks like we grab shit from the trash can.
Yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully, and fingers crossed, I want to definitely watch that. We should do that next time, huh?
Yeah,
we catch can. A movie.
I'm sure they have
we'll have Tammy take us.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
your
yeah.
other friends, whoever lives in Japan uh-huh. now. So looking forward to that. And now we can talk about Genshin Impact really quick, too.
Yep.
Because Haley finally joined us for a co-op event. Because after
first
all
one.
These all like all these months of waiting,
yeah,
we finally got hit with the energy amplifier domain, which allowed us to co-op. Do mm-hmm. like a boss battles or like hard
yeah.
battles. It's
mm-hmm.
almost like
Spiral Abyss
kind co-op
of, right?
ish,
yeah.
right? And then you set the difficulties and mm-hmm. all that. Haley, the first time she saw it, she had to host because she's
the lowest
level out
yeah.
of all.
Everyone
of
has to come to my
so
world.
So she got to see how it works. And literally, when I set it up for her, she's like, "Wait, what?" Because
yeah,
it did
so
everything,
confusing.
Basically maxed everything out, highest difficulty, like level 5, whatever, and
in the least
like,
amount of time, least, basically.
Yeah, and we just set up everything up to fail, except for some of the dumb stuff. Like, why would we want to not add, like you know, like use up your stamina on one dash,
right?
All that kind of dumb stuff we did not include, but we always left it at the highest difficulty. And our team is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're all our IRL friends too.
Right.
And like I think we talked about it before. There was a lot of us in this group.
Mm-hmm.
So we had actually 5 of us available for this co-op event
right.
that we tried out. So we kind of switched one person out.
Mm-hmm.
We even like had a bunch of Itos running around and being like
we were so
being trolls.
So dumb, yeah.
But when it got back to it, I think because when you hit a certain cap of points, because you can
right.
do the solo, but it's pretty tough and kind of sad
yeah.
doing the solo.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if you're doing a solo, isn't it one character out at a time?
Yeah, exactly. It takes so much time.
Because now there's like 4 people.
Haley got to see the clusterfuck madness, which
I was
is
like,
co-op,
I don't even know where
a co-op
I am.
Domain.
I couldn't find myself. I just like all these like explosions.
Everyone was lost.
Like, numbers.
Especially when you have Ayaka's thing at the same time. Like my Ayaka throwing out stuff, and then you have especially Drilla's C6 Kazuha
yeah.
doing the crazy
the
swirl. And, I mean, it was just madness in a fun way. But because, you know, just like every event, when you get the maximum, like, you want to get as many points as possible so you could claim all the rewards, right?
Yeah.
We only did 2 of the 3 because there's 3, I think, total of the, like, the domain
yeah.
special thing. Done.
Yeah.
We got it in the first
it
2.
Was capped already.
We, like, capped it out even. We overkilled capped it because
mm-hmm.
I think for each boss, like, or each battle domain, we got, like, 7,000, like, almost
yeah.
8,000. Like 7,700.
But what was like? What did you need to get? Like 3,000 or something?
Yeah, if you're doing it solo, that's
oh,
like because I think you have to try to get 10,000 in total.
Oh, yeah,
we kind of
it.
Destroyed
yeah.
that, and it was super fun. What did you think? How was
yeah.
your experience of finally having a co-op domain challenge?
It was fun. It was just like chaotic though.
Everyone's just yelling, screaming
because
we're doing this on Discord
like,
too.
Where's the jellyfish?
Where's the jellyfish?
Which is Kokomi's jellyfish that heals because like sometimes you can't see where it is because there's just like too much shit going on.
And Kokomi is like a godsend because she's healing and at the same time, you know, the water splash damage,
right?
You know, gives us the wet effect. So Ayaka, like, we always have to have Ayaka out because she freezes
right
everything.
And yeah, I feel like it was so much easier
with the
with
swirl
Ayaka,
damage and
yeah.
then with, you know, the added DPS of whoever else is added.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had Ito sometimes.
And
or,
then
you know,
Raiden.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, it's hacks. It's literally hacks. It makes the game broken.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's at the same level as, like, Zhongli's shield broken. We didn't even have to use Zhongli.
No, we didn't. Because
I feel like I always ended up having to use Zhongli
yeah,
no matter
what
before. Yeah,
because you didn't have Kokomi before.
Yeah, now this
mm-hmm.
is a game changer. And it's yes. Haley's main, so I
yes.
mean, you had fun anyways.
I
right?
know. I was like, I know how to use her because
so
I always
goodness.
Use her.
But yeah, so it's really like, a lot of crowd control with, you know, the water cryo like combination.
Yeah.
Plus like everything else going on. Oh, it's just madness. It was simply fun, chaotic madness.
Right. And then there's new events coming out soon.
Yeah, there's actually one that released today where like, oh, make sure you do your web events stuff because there's a web event. Thing. You know how like when you click on
share,
it
share and then you,
and
get
you have to like
gems.
Go on you have to go on the browser
mm-hmm.
to actually do
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
on the
yeah.
browser there's that and there's an actual other one and our favorite man is back.
I was like
the
I don't know who I was talking
Haley
about.
Hasn't seen this man. This is our third time I believe seeing him. The Marvelous Merchandise, which
He's
is a
godsend.
Fan favorite, which is basically this cool dude with like a perm perm afro with sunglasses.
You know who he reminds me of? That guy from One Piece. Mosh Mosh. What's
his name? Kind of. Oh, the
Kizaru?
Kizaru, yes.
Do I remember his name?
Yeah, you're right. I think it is Kizaru. Like one of the... what is he again? What are they in the Marine?
Oh, shit. I forgot.
I was going to say General, but it's not General. There's one of the three... Yeah, Admiral.
Oh my god. Okay, yes, he's one of the admirals. So,
mosh mosh. He looks like him, but like in a weird
disco like,
outfit kind of thing. But basically, you give him a bunch of random stupid shit that you have in your inventory.
Yeah, like chicken,
berries, mint,
pine cones.
Pine cones. You give him that, and he gives you fucking primo gems.
Yeah, like 40?
40 or 60. 60 something like that. And it's like for 7 days straight. So he is our besto friendo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Marvelous merchandise man. Yes. We didn't do it today. We have to do that. We have to do our resin. Mm-hmm. That's probably what we're going to do after we hop off and I edit this, right?
Yes.
But yeah, so man, Genshin Impact's been good. We're looking forward to it. We don't have any definitive answers on like whether or not which banners are coming together. There's a lot of different speculations. Oh yeah, Shenhe. But I'm talking about Zhao. Yeah, Shenhe and Zhao. So if you're ready for that, but like apparently there's you know rumors of a Zhongli rerun. There's you
that's
know,
not confirmed. I thought it was. It is. Sure? I saw it on the web event. Oh, it's Zhongli and Ganyu.
Oh snap!
Yeah.
Oh god.
It's get ready to use your credit cards, people. Yeah.
Get the money out of the piggy bank.
I'm saving for him. As much as I want.
Everyone should have been asking for iTunes and what's the Google version of cards for Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
You should have been asking for that. iTunes card, Apple cards and all those gift cards.
To buy all the fucking Primo gems.
All those gems you're going to be buying with this. But yeah, so there's even apparently, Yaimiko might be with somehow Ayato. If that's true, that's insane because MiHoYo.
I don't want that to be
true. I hope it doesn't happen. Like having two new characters in the same banner, they're literally gonna make us go broke.
Yeah, they're trying to strip us of all our money.
They're gonna make us homeless. But yeah, so there's a lot of things to look forward to for Genshin Impact. If you have never played it or never heard of this, check it out. It actually won best mobile game, even though me and Jirla are the only ones that actually played on mobile. Everyone else.
Oh, that's true.
Plays PC, it on PC PS5. And PS5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Genshin. The girl, the announcer, I said Genshin Impact, not Genshin. For someone could have at least told her. Like, that's she had only one job to do. It was, and she failed.
Poor thing. Well, now she's the hot topic,
I guess. I'm sure. Well, yeah. So that's been that. That's been anime. Mm-hmm. We did a whole bunch of K-pop. Look forward to the SM. Make sure to tune in. Again, Eastern time, it's 11 p.m.
Yes.
But here in the West...
EST is 8 p.m.
8 p.m. And that's on the 31st of December because it's going to actually be playing...
For New Year's.
For New Year's at 1 p.m.
Yeah, in Korea. Right? Mm-hmm.
So super excited, super stoked, cannot wait. Excited to see girls on top.
That's what she said.
And yeah, so thank you all for joining us. Have a happy, safe New Year. Be careful of all the craziness that usually ensues with New Year, right? Mm. Stay safe so we could talk to you and you could listen to us again next year. As always, tune in to us anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. Hit that subscribe, notification bell, whatever you got to do. And thank you again for your support and for listening and joining us. We will see you in the next year.
Next year.
That's what I said.
Yep, 2022. Yeah.
You're just like, yep, next year.
Like a parrot.
Yes. And as always, take care, be safe, and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.